Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
What's up, Early Edge family? I am the Counselor of Cash. This is the Early Edge, and happy, happy Wednesday. I got to be honest, when I see this chat before we even get the show started, and I see everything in there. For example, Mark Thomas, he says two words, day baseball. Well, you stole the words right out of my mouth because we've got a couple day baseball games to talk about on this show. But let's see what we did last night. The recap screen from Tuesday, 5-3. Certainly a pretty good day, especially when you consider Griffin Carroll's 1-2 that he hit, plus 350. We always love to see that. And let's be honest about what happened in that Astros money line game. Mikey B goes 1-2, but Josh Hader giving one up late. That was a brutal and crushing loss. Mavericks money line losing. That was the sports line pick that lost. A back and forth game, but Golden State took charge. Credit to them. But 5-3 with a plus 350 play. We'll take that every single time. And what I'll take on a Wednesday is our crew. We are minus Tim Doyle, who is traveling, but we have got an A-team nonetheless with Martin Green, Mikey B, and Mike McClure. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, see a first five was sweat-free, says James Murphy. It sure was. Really good to get my first five in against, of all teams, the 5-0 New York Yankees. Sweat-free after the first inning. Really like to see that. But we got to start, if y'all don't mind, I got to start with some NC State action because we're about to kind of get into a lot of this Final Four analysis. I'll be on CBS Sports HQ later tonight in that 6 o'clock hour to talk some baseball, to talk some Final Four. Can we just talk real quick before I say hellos about NC State? And Mike, I want to kick this to you ultimately, and I actually want to go to all three of you to see if there's some sort of equivalent to what we're seeing with NC State. But NC State pre-tournament, 1,000-1 to win. And if you rolled NC State over, I mean, we'll see the winnings in a second. If you just bet NC State from the beginning of, let's say, the ACC tournament, rolled it over, oh my gosh, well, you have cashed in. Mike, I got to ask you, your initial reaction to NC State making the Final Four, and what were their odds? What were your model odds before this tournament started?
Yeah, as far as the model odds, weren't even calculating because they weren't relevant. They had to win the ACC tournament to get in, right? So it was a beautiful situation. You know, we talk about it in NFL and some of the others. When you're rolling over on the money line parlay, you can do that when you get to win and advance only situations. And that's what they were in. So usually you only get this for 3 or 4 games in the tournament there. But you got it for multiple tournaments there because the only way they could advance to the NCAA tournament was to continue to win. It wasn't a scenario where they had done enough to get in. If they had lost in the final, they had to win everything to get in. But as far as them in the Final Four here, I think that, you know, they've been phenomenal at times, but I think we have to also look at the path to getting there. They had a pretty easy path overall, thanks to Oakland upsetting Kentucky, getting that matchup with Oakland, getting through that. And then Marquette, they had a great win there. And then catching the break, not having to face Houston here because they lost their best player against Duke. Just one of those situations where when they got to that important game against Duke, it was a significantly different matchup for them, one that they were friendly with because they play them multiple times per season. But heck of a run for them. Been a lot of fun to see DJ Burns.
Very interesting. Yeah, DJ Burns, very interesting. I'm seeing some stuff about NFL scouts maybe being interested in DJ Burns as an interior lineman. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe he'll be invited to some workouts. All right, Martin Green, I got to ask you, instead of saying hello, I just want to know, in soccer, like, have we seen, at least in the last 10, 20 years, the equivalent of an NC State in the Final Four, a dog, 1,000-1 odds type team? Doesn't have to be exactly those odds, but somewhere where a team just came out of nowhere in cup action or anything like that, league action.
Yeah, we have, Sia. In 2016, a team called Leicester City won the Premier League, defied pre-season odds of 5,000 to 1 to win the league. Everybody expected them to get relegated and finish near the bottom, but they won. They finished ahead of Arsenal and Manchester City and Chelsea, won the league. And you could have got shorter odds on David Cameron, who was the Prime Minister at the time, taking over as Aston Villa manager, just as an example of how long those odds were.
Yeah, it's funny because I know there was something out there about somebody putting a bet on Elvis to still be alive at those exact odds. Like they placed this bet with a sports book at 1,000 to 1. And that's what we're looking at with NC State. And by the way, everybody knows Elvis is alive. He lives with Tupac in Rochester. Mikey B. All right. Do we have an NBA or a basketball equivalent outside of NC State to what we're seeing with NC State making it to the Final Four?
So what I want to do is give you some current odds right now for this season, either to win the conference or to win the NBA Finals. The Atlanta Hawks are 900 to 1 to win the Eastern Conference. The Rockets, who are probably not even going to make the play-in tournament, are 900 to 1 to win the Western Conference. And my Bulls are 1,000 to 1 to be the NBA champions. I guess we should book it.
Wow. All right. I'll book the Bulls. Okay. Before we get to our official bets, Mike, there's one thing that you teach us pretty much every year around playoff time. We talked about it during the NFL season, where we talked about rolling over some bets instead of taking futures. So when everybody looks at this screen on YouTube and listens to Mike, I want you to internalize this, not just for, hey, looking back on what NC State did, but really looking forward when you're considering futures bets. Mike, why is it sometimes a better idea, if not all the time, a better idea to take that money that you might invest in a future and just roll it over game by game?
Yeah, see, I think it's almost always a better idea when you are betting a middle to long shot, just because they're not going to hang futures numbers that are going to be that big. I think the big thing to point out, though, is you can only do this in situations where you know outcomes. We had one in the NFL this season where they had to win a game to win the division, to get in the playoffs, things like that. But really, you can only do it when it's win or go home situations, but that's what the NCAA tournament is. So when you look at this, it should make some intuitive sense when an underdog continues to win like this. So I think it's a beautiful deal here. I'm sure there's not a single person out there that attempted the rollover from start to finish. I'm sure there are many people that have rollover parlays on teams like UConn, et cetera here, which is still, this is one of those situations where you would have had better value on UConn rolling over than a future number at the start of the tournament. So yeah, very fascinating, very smart, almost always going to be looking at that. And the one benefit, you know, everyone always, we see on social media a lot, should I cash out? Should I not? The beauty of the rollover parlay is you can stop at any time with the money in your account. You cannot do that on a future, and when you're playing a future, you have cash out offers that are certainly not in your favor to accept.
Yeah, and it's an interesting point by Eric David. He says, but would anyone in their right mind actually roll over the whole amount on all these games? I would hope not. Well, that's the beauty of it. Again, what it kind of, Mike just sort of clarified that point in a different way. You don't have to roll over the total amount every time, and you can still really cash in, especially if it's like a mid to long shot, a dog in each of these games. So that's the thing about betting. You can kind of play it however you want, but again, the rollover tends to be better in that sort of middle to long shot range, tends to be better than just betting the future in terms of getting value out of your pick. All right, we got to get value out of some official Wednesday picks. And Mikey B, we've got an NBA game tonight, but we talked about it on the front end of the show. We also have some day baseball. We'll have two day baseball games to cover today. And the beauty of both of them, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, if you live on the East Coast, it's raining and cold everywhere. And yes, by the way, parenthetically, I do miss Fort Lauderdale. It was literally sunny every single day. With that said, we have selected games that are not going to be affected by the weather, which I absolutely love. These are games that are going to go forward because they're not on the East Coast. Mikey B, start us with some baseball and finish it out with some NBA.
All right, first we're going to go the Red Sox team total over 4.5 runs at +106. Now, they've scored at least 5 runs in both of the first two games of this series with the Athletics. The Athletics have given up at least 5 runs in 5 of their 6 games this season. Tuesday's game went into extra innings. The Athletics used six different relievers in that game. Their best reliever, Mason Miller, logged two innings, so he probably won't be available today. The A's are going to start Ross Stripling. He gave up five runs in his first start this season. Last year, he had a 5.36 ERA. So we've got the combination of a bad starting pitcher and a tired bullpen. We're going to go over 4.5 runs for the Red Sox. And then we're going to go to the NBA. It's tough to do some NBA betting because a lot of these games don't matter, but we actually have one tonight that does. We're going to do Clint Capela to record a double-double at plus 100. Now, the Hawks are still trying to fight for the ninth seed and home court advantage in that first play-in game against the Bulls. Capela has recorded a double-double in 11 of his last 13 games. The two games that he didn't during that stretch, 10 points, 9 rebounds, 10 points, 8 rebounds. So he just missed them. For the season, he's averaging 11.4 points and 10.6 rebounds per game. Onyeka Okongwu is still out with a toe injury, so the Hawks really need Capella's size. At plus 100, I'm going with it here.
All right, plus 100. We like the even money on Clint Capela. All right. Well, listen, if you want to make those bets, I've got an idea. You can make them at BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least 10 bucks, and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to more baseball. We got to get to a golf pick, which starts before the Early Edge begins tomorrow. So I got to get it out there today on a Wednesday. And of course, we've got a sports line pick and we got soccer to talk about with Martin Green. But first, one quick message from our partners.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. We expected someone else. So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does. 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the sun. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
We are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. And a couple of things I'm noticing in the chat. First of all, some of you are Early Wedge fans. Early Wedge is already in your feed. We recorded it yesterday. We always go live at 7 o'clock. And we had a couple things happen in the chat. One was initially from David Tock, who recommended a three ball that I think everybody in the chat, including myself, thought was a tournament three ball. Well, it turns out it's a round one three ball. And as soon as it was brought to my attention, I was like, yeah, this one looks really good. So I'm going to recommend that three ball. And by the way, Mark Thomas, he says Northeast Grit, which means he was watching the Early Wedge yesterday too. And he listened to my soliloquy about how maybe perhaps the Arizona Wildcats and the West Coast in general, a little soft compared to some of these East Coast teams. You'll have to go back and listen to that rant if you want. All right, round one, three ball. This one starts at around 8:30, 8:25 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. It's Aaron Rye. Thank you, David Tock, for pointing this one out. I like Aaron Rye in this tournament. I talked about it yesterday. He came up quite a bit. I like him plus 110 against Ryan Palmer and Roger Sloan. Again, this is a round one three ball. It is not a tournament three ball. It's 18 holes. Aaron Rye is coming in with very good form, pretty much across the board. All the metrics I looked at that I really thought were important, weighted tee to green, weighted approach, history, greens in regulation. Aaron Rye's checking all those boxes. Ryan Palmer has some decent history here, and he's been okay lately. So has Roger Sloan. But their games, when you look at their metrics, they're really not even close to what Aaron Rye is doing. So I think we're getting a big advantage here. Roger Sloan, by the way, he is sort of the long shot in this three ball. He has made three cuts in a row, kind of barely making the cut, finishing kind of in that 30s to 40s to 50s range. He's really good with the short game. That'll serve him well here, but the ball striking really hasn't been there. So to me, this is really a contest between Aaron Rye and Ryan Palmer. Right now, Aaron Rye is the better golfer and probably will be for the immediate and long-term future. So give me Aaron Rye plus 110, another plus money play. In a three ball over Ryan Palmer and Roger Sloan. This starts tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. We're talking, of course, Valero, Texas Open. And then let's just get to a sports line pick. Listen, Prop Stars, he's got many more than just this pick on Sportsline. You know how to become a member. We don't even need to show the graphic today. Sportsline.com/join, promo code winners, 60% off the annual plan. Please join because you get so much bang for your buck beyond just picks like these. Jaylen Brown over 20.5 points. Celtics play tonight. I believe this game is at 7:40 Eastern Standard Time. Again, Jaylen Brown over 20.5 points at minus 127. That is one of many Sportsline picks from the renowned Prop Stars, Proppy, Little Geppetto. All right, Martin, we got to get to some soccer. I feel bad. I've kept you a little quiet here. We heard about Leicester City. I'm very interested to know that. Now I have like a fun fact to tell people. If I'm like in a soccer conversation, I can be like, hey, did you know this? And they're probably going to look at me and be like, yeah, everybody knows that. With that said, you've got two picks for us today. I think they both occur on a Wednesday, but if they don't, please clarify. What are the picks?
Yeah, I'm looking at a Moneyline parlay seer that takes place today. Couldn't find any value in the English Premier League, I'm afraid, so I had to cast my net a bit further afield. And I'm looking at a French Cup semi-final game between PSG and Rennes. I think the Paris Saint-Germain should be able to win this game. They're in fine form right now. They're at home. I think they should ultimately be too strong for their opponents. And I'm combining that with a Moneyline win for a team called Servette, who play in the Swiss Super League. I think they should be able to beat Stade Lausanne today. Stade Lausanne are rock bottom of the league. They have lost 10 out of 14 away games so far this season, whereas Servette have won their last five home matches, including a 3-1 victory over Stade Lausanne in February. So they really should prevail, putting them both together for a parlay at minus 115. And just looking ahead to the weekend, because I won't be on before then, I've got Bayern Munich minus 1.5. They fell 13 points behind their title rivals Bayer Leverkusen after losing at the weekend. And manager Thomas Tuchel just admitted defeat. He said they've got no chance of catching up now. I think that means they should be able to play without pressure this weekend. They beat Heidenheim 4-2 earlier in the season. We should get a morale-boosting victory over the same team this weekend. Heidenheim are on a seven-game winless streak and don't look too great to me. So going Bayern Munich minus 1.5 at odds of minus 105.
All right. Love the picks. And by the way, love the activity in the chat. People asking where the three ball is. The good news about round one three balls, they generally tend to have some consistency across the books on those because they're generally being given out by the group that's going out, generally speaking. So FanDuel, DraftKings, I'll have to check BetMGM and Caesars, but you'll find them definitely on FanDuel and DraftKings, but I think the other books have them as well. By the way, AMAX is in the chat. If you want to ask him a baseball question, you'll see AMAX on this show a lot more. And those of you that asking about buckets, wasn't on yesterday, but he will be on tomorrow and likely Friday as well. So stay tuned for more Early Edge there. And we still got to get to some more day baseball, folks. We got to get to Mike McClure's picks. We talked to NC State, but let's talk some more day baseball. Before we do that, one quick message from our partners.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles. Now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
We are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. I see a lot of strikeout props being thrown, I believe, AMAG's way. So that's good to see. D Johnson likes Corbin Burns over 6.5 Ks. Let's see if that game actually goes off. A game that we think, well, pretty much positively is going to go off. We got the Cardinals and the Padres. A pretty decent pitching matchup. Well, I mean, I'm not so sure about Zach Thompson, but certainly Joe Musgrove, a quality pitcher. And we've got a total here, Mike, that maybe we want to talk about. What's your play in this game?
Yeah, see, I'm looking at the total in this one. I went under 8.5. I really believe the number should be 8 here. I do not think we should be cashing this ticket with a 5-3 baseball game, which is exactly what we can do at this point. When you look at the pitching matchup, though, we all know how good Joe Musgrove has been throughout his career. Not a great opening start, but I like him in this particular matchup. Really been good at inducing soft contact. But Zach Thompson, the guy I think we should talk about a little bit, I'm expecting expecting good things from him this season. First of all, I love his pitch arsenal. So he's got a nice mix. His actually, like, the pitch that he leads with and throws the most is a slider. A lot of pitchers, it's typically some form of a fastball, but it is a slider here. He also throws a four-seam fastball and a fork ball. I think he's going to have a lot of success with that. It's his age 26 season, typically where you see starting pitchers like this that are good. Really take that step forward. And that's what I expect here. But even looking back at his data last year, expected weighted on base average, identical to his actual right around league average, now in an incredible pitching environment, essentially the best pitching environment in all of Major League Baseball outside of Seattle. So it doesn't really get better than that. And then you look at what the bullpen situation looks like. They got 6 innings out of the starter last night, 7 innings the night before. Should be good news here for the Cardinals side. And then for the Padres, they got 7 out of Darvish last night. And Musgrove certainly will have the long leash if he's pitching well here. So I think this number is too high considering the ballpark and these teams. And then the last thing to note, anytime you get day baseball in the later half of a series like this, there's very high probability, at least later in the season, that you're certainly going to see watered down lineups with a star player missing. I think it's very possible with both of these teams the way they played in the past. So let's go under 8.5 here, Cardinals Padres.
And let me ask you this, because Nola Face has a question that is near and dear to my heart since it's first five related. Would you lean towards the first five under a 4.5 as well, or do you just prefer to get that 8.5 number?
I like them both. I think they're obviously extremely correlated, but here you're fading a fifth run, for a loss condition here. So depending on what the price point is, I don't see, if it's -4.5, -130, something like that, it's obviously a different conversation. But without seeing the price point, yeah, just fading a fifth run, I do lean that way.
All right. Absolutely. And by the way, Sites 501 says Proppy's first K prop on Bieber was a slam dunk exclamation point. We love to see that. Let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. Martin Green, PSG Moneyline plus. Oh, I don't know that I heard the pronunciation here. Let's give it a shot, Martin. Servetti? Moneyline? -115?
Beautiful. Servette.
All right, the first one. Bayern Munich, -1.5, -105. I got to do my job better. I should have been listening, Martin Green. That's on me. Valero, Texas Open, round one. 3-ball, Aaron Rye, +110 over Ryan Palmer and Roger Sloan. Mike McClure, this is afternoon baseball, folks. Cardinals, Padres, under 8.5. And Mikey B, more afternoon baseball. These games are at 3:10 and 4:10. Just so you know, Red Sox team total over 4.5 at plus money. And Clint Capella, double-double at plus money. Technically even money, but it's got a plus in front of it. And Sportsline picks from Prop Stars. He's got more on Sportsline, folks. Jaylen Brown over 20.5 points at -127. Those NBA games that we've got plays on, both of them, they start at 7:40. And we start this thing up again tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll see a similar cast of characters. We'll have Buckets back. By the way, I know we missed Tim Doyle. He'll be back next week as well. But we had a great crew today. I love the picks that we diversify the portfolio a little bit from a sports standpoint, like we always do. But to have some day baseball back, I like that we started the show there. I like that we're finishing the show there. Let's hope we cash those early tickets on behalf of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and threes and fours, Mike McClure, Mikey B, Martin Green. This has been the Early Edge. Go out and have a great Wednesday, everybody. Stay positive. We'll cash some tickets along the way. I am the counselor. This is the Early Edge. We rest our case.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.